I believe that the message of Scripture on this first day of Advent may be summarized in one short sentence. Stay awake, the Son of Man will come. Stay awake, the Son of Man will come. Something marvelous is going to happen, and you do not want to miss it. Watch out for the signs of this new dawn. But if I would ask every person here what exactly it is that we should look out for, I'm not sure that we could come up with too many answers. Because truth is that in our modern world, we are not very good at waiting. Waiting patiently, but at the same time watching eagerly for the coming of the Lord. We rather fix the world ourselves, because we are not sure that God would ever show up as he promised. And our attitude is rather marked by impatience, and staying awake has become more a sort of hypervigilance, eagerly identifying flaws in our social lives and fix them ourselves, often not understanding the deep roots of the problems that we face. And not even being sure that what we so fervently have identified as evil, that it can be changed that easily. Let me give you an example. Today, many young people feel unsafe. You hear all about that. And that, of course, is very unfortunate, especially when it becomes like a chronic mental health issue. And how can you learn and grow and love if you constantly feel threatened by some force that is hidden? If there is one thing that we would want is for our children to feel safe and protected. But what if some of that fear and insecurity, in fact, come from the inside? What if that comes from the result of having unrealistic expectations or having a false understanding of life, of even when it comes from damages caused by sin? If that is the case, then no safe space, no trigger warning, no cleverly devised pronoun will ever give the reassurance that you need. Being woke is not the same as being awake. Why is that? Because trusting only in our own intelligence and craft to tackle the mysteries and challenges of life rules out the possibility of God to act and to teach. Let us go back a moment to the prophet Isaiah in the first reading. He was the herald of a new beginning after Israel was defeated by the Babylonians in 598 before Christ. They had destroyed the temple. They had deported the leadership and left a whole nation in ruins. But as a result, Israel was not just pointing fingers. They humbly acknowledged the part that they played themselves in their ruin. And to them, those with that openness, the prophet says, come, let us climb the Lord's mountain. Let us climb to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may instruct us in his ways, that we may walk in his paths. Now, the first reaction could also easily be, what mountain? What house? Isn't the whole thing destroyed and obsolete? That is the same reaction you hear all the time about our own Catholic faith. What good can be expected from the church after all the failings that we have witnessed? But my answer would be, look at the Thanksgiving Mass that we had last Thursday. Why did we have a full church with people who chose to start this day with thanksgiving to the Lord, with the Eucharist? And why do people, when their loved one is dying in the hospital, call a priest? Even today. I guess it may be to hear those words that are spoken at the anointing. Through this holy anointing, may the Lord in his love and mercy help you with the grace of the Holy Spirit. And then the priest anoints the hands and says, may the Lord who frees you from sin save you and raise you up. Where else do you hear these words, these comforting words, these supporting words, and these honest words? Because despite of our massive departure from religion today, there is still a deep intuition alive that says there must be a God who stands in between the curtains of this theater, ready to help. What a misery it would be if we would be the be-all, end-all. Brothers and sisters in Christ, it is this intuition that brings us here to the church today, that brings our school children to bless themselves with the holy water when they enter this church, not because they're asked to, because they want it. They feel safe with that blessed water. We have come here to this institution to reach out for God, to ask for his mercy, to look out for the signs of his coming in the flesh, to reorientate our souls to his greatness. Because all change starts with him. Only he can pry the sharpened sword from our clenched fists and turn them into plowshares. Only he can. And he will. And he will not delay. A blessed season of Advent to us all.